we know the League of Ireland clubs are going to be strong favourites in this competition, especially with an away tie for ourselves. But no, we go down and we'll try and give it a good go. Last year we played Longford in the stage of the competition and they beat us 1-0. Although they were very good on the night. You know, we put it up to them. We had a couple of chances near the end to force the game to extra time. So look, again, there's nothing to fear. But look, it's a good day out and it's a good opportunity for our players to showcase themselves.
How are you fixed squad wise going into the game?
Squad wise, very similar to what we had at the weekend. We're fairly light at the minute. We have quite a few injuries and stuff like that. So we're down to bare bones. But as I say, we're still capable of putting out a decent team. You know.
Yeah. Does that make the task then maybe tomorrow night a wee bit more harder, given that you have so many boys unavailable?
Oh, it does. Well, look, it always does. No matter if it's a league game at the weekend, if it's a cup game, no matter who you're playing, like you would like to have your full squad available all the time, but no, that just doesn't happen. And as the injuries do happen, and you suppose you just have to get on with it, and it's opportunities for other people to stake claims and stuff like that on the team, you know.
And I suppose with disappointment in the Intermediate Cup, back into national stage again, a one would be huge. So it would, Gavin.
That'd be huge, surely. Like if you're to turn over any senior opposition in a cup game, you know, it's a great boost for the players, morale and confidence as well. You know, and as I say, with so many times we've been near enough or getting very close to beating these teams with the odd goal, been beat by. You know, we know we're there. It's just getting that, I suppose, the rub of the green or that bit of luck to turn the team over, you know.
Yeah. Just finally then, if it was to happen, how does it benefit Cockhill Celtic?
Well, look, you would like to get a home draw in this competition. I don't know what way it is, but we have never been drawn at home in the first round of EA Sports. Now this is the 10th year, I think, or 9th year that we've been in it in a row, and we've never had a home tie, which is hard to believe. But so, like, if you get in the next round and you got a Derry City or a Finn Harps at home, you know, it'll be a nice plum tie for the club and hopefully get a bit of a crowd at it, you know. But as I say, that's a good bit away. We have to take on Longford tomorrow night and see how that goes first.
Okay, best of luck with it, Gavin. Thanks for talking to us.
No ball rushing. Dead on. Thank you.